The Buffalo Bills, a 14-13 victor over the Tennessee Titans on the road yesterday. And it is time now to hear more about it. We go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, of course, we do this with you every Monday after a Bills victory. Something a little different this time, though. The Bills were on the road, and so were you. You're in Nashville. Tell us all about it.
Jay, it was unreal. I've been to a number of road games, and before this, Miami usually takes the cake when it comes to a sizable Bills road fan base, but this was the most I've ever seen down here in Nashville. The Buffalo fans were here in big numbers, and they were loud when the Bills started to get rolling. And the Bills fans noticed it so much that when they were on defense toward the end of the game, they were even starting to like signal toward the crowd to make more noise. And after the game, I talked to Rex Ryan and Jerry Hughes about the sizable Buffalo fan contingent, and both were blown away by the Buffalo takeover. Ryan said it was unbelievable to know that Bills fans travel so well, and Hughes went on to say that it was the most Bills fans he's ever seen on the road, and it felt almost like a home game. So I strongly recommend Nashville as a road trip to Buffalonians who are looking to attend a road Bills game in the future if the Bills happen to play the Titans again.
Okay, that's life in Nashville for you. What about the Bills and the Titans? Tell us about the game. What did you think?
Well, penalties and mistakes continue to plague this team right from the start. The Bills couldn't seem to get out of their own way. On the opening kickoff, they recovered a Tennessee fumble to take possession right outside of the goal line for what looked like a likely instant touchdown, but it was called back by, of course, a Bills penalty. And it was special teamer Marcus Easley being offsides, and quite frankly, that just can't happen. Despite a few questionable calls as well, the Bills just did not seem like they were going to put it together, especially when you added a critical turnover to the abundance of penalties. But because Tennessee is a young team with, in all likelihood, really less talent, the Bills were able to get it done eventually. Winning on the road really is never easy in the NFL, particularly when your opponent has 2 weeks to plan for you, as the Titans did, with last week being their bye week. But the Bills really need to clean things up, and soon, if they expect to beat better competition, like next week against the Bengals.
Most certainly was a tough one for the Bills, but they did manage to pull it out. Who stood out on the Bills' side of the ball for you?
To be honest with you, this actually is a tough one. After such an ugly win, it's not easy to point to the players who excelled for the Bills, but I have to give credit to Tyrod Taylor, who, despite having an absolutely abysmal first half, he managed to keep his confidence intact and come through and accounted in what's turning into a theme for him, though. Taylor seems to really excel in the second half, and this game was no different. 0 points in the first half, yet 2 touchdown drives in the second. And you have to acknowledge his ability to excel despite what looked like a pretty rough injury. After a horse collar tackle, which made him miss only one play, even though it looked worse, he came right back and hit Chris Hogan for an absolutely beautiful 46-yard pass on what would turn out to be the game-winning drive. And same goes for the Bills' defense. They were a sieve, it seemed like, for much of the game, but tightened up when the Titans were threatening to score. And just like Taylor, they got it done when it counted, right down to the game-winning interception by Stephon Gilmore to steal the Bills' victory.
All right, Matt Sabuda, you brought home a victory from Nashville. We'll talk to you on Friday as we get ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. As always, Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook on WBFO.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.